the Delta variant really turning into the story to watch here, really across the nation and across the world. As it stands here in the U.S., Texas is one of the areas of concern. Over 10,000 COVID patients are currently in the hospitals, and a couple of hospitals in the state of Texas are already talking about overflow tents to put up outside of the hospitals to better manage the surge that they are seeing in the number of patients. So we want to get a better grasp of where things stand in the state. And for that, we want to bring in Dr. Sarah Andrabi, Assistant Professor of Emergency Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine. And Dr. Andrabi, it's great to speak with you. I know the situation is pretty dire in your state right now. Just give us a sense of what you're seeing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, like you mentioned, hospitals across Texas are sounding the alarm in ways we have not seen in the other surges. There are more than 10,000 people hospitalized with COVID, and that's a very dramatic and quick spike. We haven't seen those kind of numbers since January, February. There are around 300 ICU beds across the state, and the CEO from one of the public health systems said we don't take action soon. The city of Dallas had two pediatric ICU beds as of yesterday open for anything. That could be a sick kid with COVID, with a trauma, with cancer, with anything. And in Houston, there's 27 ICU beds available for 6.6 million people, according to the Texas Health Department. And just for you to compare, before this, the previous low was 40 ICU beds during the summer COVID surge last July. So these are all-time low numbers for bed availability, and it couldn't come at a worse time with COVID cases running rampant.
Are your colleagues in emergency rooms having to save hospital beds for people who wind up in the emergency room for other reasons than COVID? And are they having to turn away perhaps people who have COVID on the basis of you're not vaccinated and we have to save some beds for others? How does this work?
In the emergency department, we are bound by something called EMTALA, which means that anybody who comes into the emergency department to be seen has to be screened for a medical emergency and has to be treated for that emergency. So that means anybody, whether they have COVID, whether they come in after a car accident, whether they're coming in for a heart attack. And so the beds are limited now for any of those things. And that is what's very concerning, is that if you have a heart attack or a stroke, because of the bed numbers we're seeing and the capacity issues we're having, you could be waiting for hours to get a bed upstairs, because most of those beds that are full of COVID patients are COVID patients who are unvaccinated. And that could have been completely preventable in many cases if they would have just gotten the vaccine.
So, Doctor, with the current situation in your state right now, you have your governor, Governor Abbott. He has banned mask mandates. I guess, what risk does it put the people of your state in, and especially as we're seeing millions of kids get ready to go back to school over the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely. And as a mom myself, I can tell you that this is very, very concerning to me. Schools across the country are grappling with growing COVID-19 numbers, forcing districts to rethink their strategies for masking and having to switch to virtual learning. Like you mentioned, some governors have issued executive orders that you can't have a mask mandate in schools, but many school districts and counties are going forward with the mask mandate. In Florida, you have to have a medical note or a doctor's note to opt out of the mandate. And the reason for this is we're looking at other areas of the country. If you look at Mississippi, more than 1,300 students, teachers, and staff in schools tested positive for COVID since the start of the school year, according to the state's health department. And so it's critical that we continue to place layers of protection around children as the pandemic continues, because they are getting a lot sicker with this Delta variant. And that includes having things like masking, vaccination, testing, contact tracing, and proper cleaning to keep our school communities safe.
When we see the stories about, I think it's one hospital setting up a tent facility, is there a chief medical officer in Texas? I'm not talking about the governor, but at that level, and is the medical community saying to that individual, what is going on and why aren't you escalating this?
There's a lot of groups that are advocating right now at the state level. In fact, one of the CEOs from Harris Health System, which is the public county system in Houston, Texas, actually went to Austin to advocate with legislators about fixing this, because we are going to be in a medical catastrophe if we don't do so soon.
Doctor, what about booster shots? Because we got the news late last night, the FDA is expected to go forward or recommend booster shots for the population that is immunocompromised. I guess, do you know anything just about how this will be administered? I mean, how would you regulate it? Would you need a doctor's note? Because you would think that some people would try to get a booster shot when maybe they don't qualify just yet.
Yeah. And some are already doing that, right? I think there's counts of maybe over a million people who are already looking at some of the data, looking at the waning immunity from these vaccines, have already started to get booster shots. And we are seeing waning immunity with this vaccine, especially in folks with weakened immune systems, such as patients with cancer and organ transplants. So FDA is expected, I think, to authorize this third COVID vaccine shot for this population to shield some of our most vulnerable patients from this disease. And everybody is probably going to need a booster at some point, but it's important to know that the individuals that have the weakened immune systems make up 2.7% of the U.S. population, but they're making up 44% of those hospitalized with COVID breakthrough cases. So I think, you know, we also need to balance the booster shots with getting a lot of patients vaccinated in the first place, right? And that's what the World Health Organization is arguing right now. So it has to be a balance between getting booster shots to those who are needed, but also getting those first doses of vaccines out to places that need it as well. About 80% of the world's vaccines right now have gone to high-income countries. So everyone will need a booster at some point. It's just a matter of when, what the plan is going to be to roll that out. I think starting with doctors is probably the best place because they know the patient situation the best in terms of figuring out who qualifies for that booster and who doesn't.
If you got the Pfizer vaccine, can you get a Moderna booster, or do you have to get the booster from the same vaccine? And especially with the Pfizer, we're getting the reports about efficacy dropping, at least at preventing a Delta infection.
Right. And the jury is still out on that. I think right now, from what I've read, they're recommending that you do the same one. But I wouldn't be surprised, like for something like some of these vaccines, that they ask for a different booster. We just don't have enough data yet, unfortunately.